And there is the rain that comes just before the harvest. But there's something here interesting. Now, let me explain that first. The former rain, spiritually, as far as the church of Jesus Christ is concerned, the former rain is the first church age, which is the planting rain. Apostle Paul says, I have planted, another person will water it. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. The foundation of our faith, hallelujah, that was what the apostles laid down in the Bible for us. The anointing that pushed the disciples and pushed the gospel round the whole world. For God so loved the world, that was the gospel. For God so loved the world, give your life to Christ. That was the gospel. The anointing that caused them to go and be planting the world, planting churches everywhere, that is the former rain. After the planting, remember, there is going to be a time when all manner of chukuchuku will be there to grow along with a good seed. A lot of things will happen. The latter rain is the rain that comes down for the harvest. Brethren, what I'm trying to tell you is to make you understand why, first and foremost, we are not a denomination, the Bride Assembly. Secondly, why we preach the way we preach. Why we speak the way we speak. Why you don't see us reading certain scriptures and our emphasis are on certain other scriptures. The reason is some scriptures are planting scriptures and some scriptures are harvesting scriptures. There are some scriptures that are meant for the bride and the bride alone. You have to catch it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why, if you don't come to church, we ask you why you don't come, and you begin to do like, the one that they do for that church, because now they stay too long. Now they stay too long, now make me not come. You say, is that your only reason? You say, nobody say you sick, nobody say anything, nobody say anybody offends you, nothing. Say, then you better stay away, because we're not going to reduce the time. Go to those churches that between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, they have finished 4 services. That is where you belong. You don't belong here. They have nothing to tell the people. We have so much to tell you all at the same time. Yet the time is so short. The age is closing by. There are things we must know and be established in the faith. You don't have time to come during the week. Majority of you cannot come during the week. Can't even attend a Bible study. So many of you don't even have time to read your Bible in your house. Because you are in Lagos. You wake up 4 a.m. to prepare for work. By the time you come back, 12:30 in the night. You want to sleep and wake up. You are gone again. Where will you know the things that pertain to the bride in this age? You put on your television in your office. What do you hear them tell you? Tell me anything you hear on the television that can place anybody in the rapture. The only time you have is on Sunday. Come and sit down. You say you are, and then they stay too long, stay too long. Go and join them. Here, we're not going to reduce time, oh. We have a lot to tell you, and you must hear it. We will not waste anybody's time, but we'll give enough time to the world on Sunday. Well, that's the only time some of you can hear something. That's why we talk the way we talk. The anointing that is pushing us to say the things we are saying is the former rain, the latter rain. But this time now, he promised he will send both the former and the latter. That is, you don't come and then throw away any scripture. Do you understand? Because when you look at it, when it came to justification, it was more power. More power produced sanctification. You add more power. If you add more power to this bus, where they carry you to bus stop and coming back now, and then do some aerodynamics in the mechanics there, in the bodywork there, and you add more power, give her space, make it run. It will go up. It will fly. Amen. The engine, they call it jet engine, is the power. You will see when they play, how to take off. You go gather power, gather power, gather power. Woo, 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 then it will release. Amen. And when that power cut off, you will drop like a stone. When that power go off in the air, you will drop like stone. That's the kind of way you see a Christian that had power before, and the power is cut off. He will drop yakata. Bah! He say, hey! Sister, when they prophesy? I say, no, don't paint her face. They wear trousers for the street. Why? She was flying. The power cut off. The power cut off. She crashed. You will never crash in the name of Jesus. We are flying. Amen. There's something that you have to also take note of. In the study of these rockets that go up, I discovered that. What do you think is the power that will keep something up there for years? This satellite we use for our communication, satellite television and all these things, the satellite is there, some of them have been there for years. What is the power that is sustaining them? It is not fuel they put in the engine. Fuel will burn, finish it. But there is a type of power. There is something in that equipment up there that produces its own power. It produces its own power and retains its own power. It uses the solar energy. Hey, Jesus Christ. It's not her own power. It's not a man-made power of petrol inside. Hey. The power that is used now is what? It's the solar energy. Do you know that the moon has no light of her own? Eh? The moon has no light of her own. The light the moon gives is the light it receives from the sun. Hallelujah. And the church is a type of the moon. Hallelujah. We have no power of our own. The light we give is the light of the Son of God that shines upon us to the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you try to do it with your own self, you will crash. You will fail. The solar energy doesn't go off. It doesn't go off. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the power that is pushing us in this entire message to preach what we preach. Why? There is now, the church is now in a stage of restoration. It's now in a stage of restoration, and is doing it by an anointing called the latter rain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And again, that is number one, he uses the latter rain. Secondly, the church is to be restored using the Elijah anointing, the Elijah ministry that we see, hallelujah, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 11, Jesus said, turn and look at the disciples when they asked him in the Mount Transfiguration. They saw Moses, they saw Elijah with Jesus Christ, and they asked him, why then did the scribe say Elijah will first come? In verse 11, he said, Elijah shall surely come and restore, shall first come and restore all things. Elijah shall come and restore all things. He shall first come and restore all things. Which things? Restore what the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the locust have eaten. All that got the church in the error that they are in today, he will restore all
things, all things. And a lot of people who claim they know God, who want to work for God, in John chapter 6 in verse 28, can we read it? Yeah, if you want to work for God, this is how to work for God. Listen, if you want to work for God, this is how to work for God. Hallelujah. Two verses there, verse 28. Are we there? John chapter 6, verse 28. Then said they unto him, Jesus Christ, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? This is the answer. And that answer is still for us here this afternoon. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. What is the work of God? That ye believe on him whom he has sent. That is the work of God. That you believe on him whom he had sent. There was a time the children of Israel, God sent Moses to them. Did he send Moses to them? He sent Moses to them. If you refuse to accept Moses because he was such an old man, he had been away from that land for over 40 years when he ran away. So they had forgotten about him. An old tattered looking man came. Jews, God is saying, I should come and tell you people, let's go out of this place. If you don't believe him and you remain in Egypt, what will happen to you? You will die for nothing. Hallelujah. Why did the Jews suffer all they suffered, including the Holocaust humiliation they had? Hitler killing more than 6 million of them. Treating human beings like animals. Why did they go through what General Titus and the rest did to them? Why? Because the one that God sent, the man Jesus Christ, came, they rejected him. They rejected him. That's what Pastor Thomas was sharing in the Sunday school. They rejected him. Because of it, as many as rejected him, they suffered all the things that they suffered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The same thing also. After Jesus Christ left, you had the apostles going into the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and telling them to observe all things whatsoever I have told you. Lo, I'm with you always. Did he send them? Did he send them to the world? But see the testimony of Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you will see what he went through. How they are beating and killing those disciples. Of course, they rejected that. Yet, Jesus Christ had told them that they will be killing you and thinking that they are doing God a service. A time will come like that. Did it not come to pass? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were killing. In the first church age, the Catholics, the Romans, and the Roman Catholic Church, they were killing people that they believed they were heretics, believing that they were doing God a service. Why? They rejected those that God has sent to them. And in this age, God has sent us Elijah to fulfill the gospel. A man, William Marion Graham, with a message to the church. Not to Brother Assembly, to the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. He was vindicated above all in this end time. Among all the ministers, none has had the backing, the vindication that man has had. None. Physically, as it happened in Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus was being baptized and the Holy Ghost came like a dove announcing to the whole world, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. In 1933, the same thing also happened. According to the story, he was baptizing in the Ohio River. According to the story, the 17th person, hundreds of people were by the waterside. He was teaching the people correctly. direct water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. People who believe, hundreds of them were at the riverside. He was baptizing people. All of a sudden, all of them saw it live. They saw it live. Not with video camera, oh. Not with camera phone, oh. Some people pillar of fire and the only camera phone in the sea. No, we don't know. Live. A pillar of fire came and stood on top of the man William Branham as he was inside the water. And a voice spoke, and all of them heard it. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you giving the message that shall forerun my second coming. They heard it. They were running a basket. They had not seen that type of thing before. Yet they call him all manner of names. Let them come with any doctrine that man has preached. He stood and he said it. He said with all visible vindications. He said, I have given over 200,000 prophecies and visions. He said, tell me one that has failed. He looked at his Bible before 400 denominational preachers that gathered to disprove him, like Ahab's prophets gathered. And after they said, he lifted Bible. He said, let any of you come with the Bible and disprove one doctrine I have preached that is not scriptural. Nobody came. Yet, they say, all the manner of things they say, writing all manner of lies and blasphemies in books. One of the Nigerian preachers, I read his own, he said, William Branham died a drunkard. I said, may God forgive him. Because that's a blatant lie. The same William Branham stood and said that a Christian is not entitled to alcohol except on the Lord's table. And a preacher, a chukbe preacher in Nigeria here, is saying that the man that wrote it in a book, and I read the book, I read it here for you people. One of the preachers there, you see, I said, may God forgive him. And because they turned down the voice of God in this age to the church, what happened? Paul said the Lord came upon them. Ichabod is written on the denomination. God blinding all of them. If you remember what I said concerning the spirit of delusion, then you know the condition of the Pentecostal churches today. Why? They refused the visitation of their day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That prophecy in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, we are hearing that for the first time. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the dread and great and dreadful day of the Lord. And what will he do? He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. John fulfilled the first part. William Branham fulfilled the second part, turning the heart of the apostolic children, we are back to Bible Christianity, the heart of the apostolic fathers. That is his ministry, the restoration ministry. William Branham's ministry is the restoration ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You want to do the work of God in this age? Believe on him who God has sent. And in this age, with all joy, with all boldness, by the abundance of revelations and vindications, that man that God has sent in this age is the man, William Marion Branham. Hallelujah. Amen. He is not the Messiah. He is not the Savior. Hallelujah. But he is one that God sent with a message to his children. Come back to Bible Christianity. Hallelujah. Why do I say so? The Elijah ministry is a type of Isaac. The Elijah in this age is a type of Isaac. The bride of Jesus Christ in this age is a type of Isaac. And Isaac in Genesis, hallelujah, chapter 26, can we read it? Genesis chapter 26. Give me a few minutes and I'll soon finish. Very few minutes. Chapter 26. Hear it. Hallelujah. In chapter 25, notice something. You have to understand this. We all know the difference between Ishmael and Isaac. Hallelujah. Can you respond so that I know you are following me? Do you know the difference between Isaac and Ishmael? Because they all come from Abraham, but different mothers. Praise the Lord. Isaac is a product of promise. Ishmael is a product of man's idea. But they all have one father. A type of two types of churches. One is a church of promise. The other one is a denominational church of man-made ideas. The idea of man produced denominational system. Because you don't find that pattern of Christianity in the Bible. Where you see one man here with branches everywhere. Where you see all the kind of things you can see. They are all ideas of men to keep the people together. To keep the people together. And even when God begins to tell them that the system is not of God, with different signs, they are too blind to understand. You have had some of these big churches that have flourishing branches outside, and some of those ministers in charge of those flourishing branches outside will just wake up one day and convert the church to their own. They do coup against themselves. And they do that, and you see a Jew will say, I will lay curse on him. You can't lay curse on him. Heaven will never back it up. Because error cannot fight error. Why should he go and work for you? If God call him, why can he not be on his own? Why must he be answerable to you? Don't worry. Some of them, there will be more coups in their midst. Just watch and see. Praise the Lord. I'm not cursing them. It must happen because it is what the foundation of such ministries gives rise to such things. When a church is built around a man, and all the other ministers, the whole anointing you have is to work for the man. The man too will soon realize that, I think use this anointing to take care of myself now. So ideas will begin to come. If I can tear some members away from here, they will follow me. And then me too go begin to enjoy the same thing way our daddy they enjoy. All the tithe and offering, we go labor here. Send, go headquarters. Then go send my salary, come meet me. Come give me. Eh? I don't they work for the past 20 years. House, I don't get. If Gio here say, member buy car for me, he go post me from here now, go Adamawa. God will help them. That is Ishmael and Isaac. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just a few minutes now. Some people are tired. Just a few minutes. I'll soon close. But I'm preaching the gospel according to nature. I'm preaching the gospel according to nature. See what happened in chapter 25 before we go to chapter 26. Abraham was to die. Now, hallelujah. He had other children from verse 1. He took a wife by the name of Keturah and had all the children named there. And in verse 5, remember Abraham was about to die. Verse 5, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. He didn't give some. What did he give? All that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. Abraham gave what? Abraham gave what? Gifts. And sent them away from Isaac his son. While he yet lived eastward unto the east country. Watch what he did again. He called Isaac and gave him all that he had. Is he not the father of Isaac? He is.
those concubine children, is he not their father? Is he not their father? He's their father. It's his blood. He's their father. But he did not give them all. He gave them what? Gifts. And did what? And sent them away from Isaac.
Amen.
So that you will understand what we are talking about. The denominations have gifts. But the bride church has gift plus revelation. Of the word. From Genesis to Revelation. What happened in the Garden of Eden? The denominations know nothing about it. And they will never know. Why? It is written in parable. To send them away is to stop them from having the same revelation that Isaac has. There are things that Isaac knew concerning Abraham that those concubine children did not know. That is the reason why. Watch the effect of that revelation. Chapter 26 now. Chapter 26. Hallelujah. Verse 17. After Abraham had died and gone, and Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Watch that verse 18. Hallelujah. Watch. Listen to me. You have to catch something here, church. To understand why we are not a denomination. Isaac, loaded with the revelation his father gave him, which other children didn't have, moved away from them, other concubines, and went to settle down to enjoy the inheritance that he had inherited from his father. To settle down, the first thing he did, water signifies life. Anywhere anybody is going to have any settlement, the first thing is water. Now, Isaac could have digged another well, but he went the same wells that his father Abraham had dug. Because the father died, the Philistines went and covered it with what? With earth, sand, with earthly things. After the death of our apostolic fathers, after the death of those that upheld the truth, Satan stepped in with earthly ideas, man-made ideas, and covered the true doctrines in the Bible. Isaac, the first thing he did was go back, search where were the wells that our father dug. They drank and they lived for so long. They lived for so long. That same water they drank. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Apostle Peter. It was good for Brother Abraham. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. After he located them, he dug those same wells. Listen, the Bible says the name that Abraham called those wells, he did not give them a new anointing name. The same name they called that well is the same name he also called that well. Restoration. They baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in the Bible. We will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the ministry of the bride of Jesus Christ. That is what Elijah ministry is all about.
Restoration. And it is one man that spearheaded this gospel, the man William Marion Branham. In this age, that man died in 1965. I didn't see him, I don't know him. But I've read about him, like I read about Apostle Paul, I read about William Marion Branham. And I saw that what that man was saying was the only thing that answered questions I had concerning the confusion that is in Christianity today. If you drink from the same well our apostolic fathers drank, you will have the same health they had. Spiritual health. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, the same name. That is the reason why we don't ordain women pastors in this church. Because our fathers did not ordain women pastors. In fact, our fathers refused. He said they should not be anointed, they should not be ordained. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our fathers made sure women dress like women and men dress like men. That's why we don't allow you to wear trousers and enter here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We didn't see any headquarters in the Bible. We branches everywhere. That is why Brother Assembly has no branch anywhere. And we will not have branch anywhere. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody came. Those people who specialize in sowing seed of discord. I was sharing with Pastor Thomas yesterday. When a member visited, that person is close to me, so he was sending message to me. He mentioned four ministers in the church that see the people Pastor Moses want to work with. They have concluded they want to go and start their ministry. And I was telling the person, I said, you see foolishness. Have you never heard me say that God cannot be gathering all these anointed people here all to be here? They cannot all be here. We don't believe in branches. Certainly, God can tell anybody here to go and start any ministry anywhere. So what is it? Is it sin for somebody to leave and go and start a ministry anywhere? It's not sin. The only thing I say is there is a proper way to leave a church. And there is a wrong way to leave a church. Make sure you leave properly. Disengage yourself properly. And secondly, if you will want me to identify with you, I will wait first until you set it up. Then let me see whether it is a Bible church or it is a stomach church. Hallelujah. Because some churches are set up to eat food. Now that is not a message church. If you live here and you leave this place and you are setting up a stomach church, I will preach you for 1 month to let everybody know, say, I'm not part of it, though you have been here for years. Praise the Lord. Because there are people that leave this place. Somebody was telling me, they said there's one prophet who? Prophet who? Where's Jerry? Prophet who? Prophet Jude. Chooks. One prophet Chooks. It's a man for local Abioshodi. Somewhere. He's calling people and telling them that he's from Bride Assembly. And anybody that says from Bride Assembly, it means he must be genuine. And they're using it and for annoying people. There's no Prophet Chuko in Bride Assembly. Is it Jude or Chooks? Chooks. Okay, he's choking people everywhere. Oh. He's choking people everywhere. Be careful. Oh. Okay. We don't know him, but he has never been here. Oh. And there are some pictures in our calendar. They are no more here. Oh. The calendar was in January. Oh. Some of them in the middle of the year. Some the last month they come over here. Oh. So don't see them in the calendar. Still think they are part of us. Oh. Confirm first. Oh. Okay. In our website, we have removed their pictures, but we cannot go to their house and remove the picture now. If you go to our website, we have removed it in our bulletin, in our newspaper. We have removed them. But the one you have been hanging, they are not part of here anymore. If you do anything, some of them are still carrying our identity card. They refuse to bring our identity card though. They are still using our ID card. So we're not going to call police till the day they jam them, then we will disown them. But for now, know that they are not part of us. So, and I've not seen anybody yet that has left this ministry and replicated Brad Assembly anywhere. Up to this moment, I have not seen any where we can say, go to so-so-so brother in so-so area. He was with us. Where he can invite us to minister, we can invite him back here to minister. Where we have ordained and gone, we can be proud. There is none here to all the people that come out from here. Now stomach church, then go set up. Okay, I've warned you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is exactly who we are, because in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 22, the restoration ministry. Isaac digging back the same wells that his father dug, giving them the same name, the same doctrine, same baptism, one faith. They did not teach Trinity, we shall not teach Trinity. One God, we shall talk about one God. And they did not lift up any man, we will not lift up any man. We shall lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone crucified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because some of you worship men, idol worshippers. Worship idol worshippers. The devil has turned so many Christians to idol worshippers. He could not make you an idol worshipper in your village. He decided to bring you to the church to make you an idol worshipper. That is why, before you can pray, you must go and lay your hand on Pastor Moses' picture. God of Pastor Moses, is he not your God to you? Is he not your God to you? Which one is God of Pastor Moses? Okay. Now so the thing that starts small, small. And before you know what, bam, you don't answer. And you don't know that devil that was tormenting you. Since you want to cast me out, I will make you to go into another abomination higher than the one you were before. Turn you to an idol worshipper. Bam, he leave you. He said, "Joy, this man no be ordinary man, no. This man no be ordinary man, no. Hey, no, this house man no be ordinary man, no. Hey, hey, for dream, only him adjust the sea. Only him adjust the sea. For dream, only him adjust the sea. No be ordinary man, no." And then small, small, the attention is taken. That is why, if I can just touch his cloth, hey, hey. This man no be ordinary man. If I can just touch, they don't slap you tire. Security don't hit you tire. Jerry don't box you tire. My life, this man no be ordinary man. Jerry, you are the one stopping my blessing. And you don't know you are an idol worshipper. Devil has condemned and finished you because God does not share his glory with any man. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "I will not be an idol worshipper." Hey, I will not be an idol worshipper. Hey, whose picture do you have as your wallpaper for your phone? Pastor Moses? Check. If now my picture dead here, you are an idol worshipper. A very big one. Are you my wife? See, I'm telling you the truth. The devil uses that. And God has opened our eyes to stop that nonsense we carry over from denomination. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Not any man. Hallelujah. Sister Ngozi, yesterday, you sent a text to me. You called me Brother Moses. You came to my office. You said, "Sir, you are not just pastor now, you are my brother. That's why we call you Brother Moses." I said, "That is how it should be now. I am your brother. I am your brother." Why? Because she had a serious problem, and when she called me with prayers, God took the problem away, and it was a very serious problem in her office. Hallelujah. And then she said, no, this for God using me, said, I'm brother. I said, but it is a denominational spirit that will not allow you to call your pastor your brother. Your pastor call you my daughter, my son, my daughter, my son. So he is quite alright. But please watch it. If I call you my daughter, the relationship I have with you as my daughter, it's not the same relationship I have with you as my sister. I hope you know that. No, you don't. Brother, if I call you brother, how many of you have you ever had me calling you my daughter, come? I call you my sister, come. I call you my sister. If I say you are my daughter, it places me far above you. But if I call you my sister, then it brings us to the same level. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can never hear me call anybody my son, come. I call you my brother because I have revelation. There's a parallel, there is a relationship I have with you. It brings me to the same level with you if I call you my brother, my sister. And of course, if you are elderly, I'm an African, I will not have to give respect to the elders. I call you my mommy, daddy. You know what it means. I'm giving you respect. Although I am your pastor, that's my own way of telling you, you are still, you're my senior in age, and I must recognize you for that. But to begin to see that, it is all part of the manipulation. For somebody to say, I am your father. So when you want to leave the church, you want to leave your father? Eh? You want to leave your father? Eh? Are you a renegade daughter? Eh? You're not listening to your father? And you don't know it's a manipulating spirit. When the Bible in Matthew 23 says we should call no one our father. Don't call any man your father. And anybody that gets angry because you call him Brother Moses, Brother Joe, Brother who? Brother Prelate. If he says, you know, when I say these things, brethren, I'm only praying that you will understand me. I didn't say you should not give respect to those who have the rule over you. The Bible commands us to give them respect, but not worship. Don't give worship to a man. Give worship to God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we are not a denomination. Like Isaac contended with those Philistines. He dig, they call cover and he dig again. So Apostle Jude, in Jude verse 3, he said, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Believers are supposed to contend, fight for it. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, John chapter 11, and the violence taketh it by force. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are followers of the message of restoration that has been vindicated even by the gospel according to nature. Are you in that message? Next Sunday, we will look at Jubilee. Hallelujah. We will look at Jubilee. And you will see the reason why we don't allow sisters to wear a ring. And please, we just want to beg you. As we don't allow women to dress, you know, certain dressing, what do you call it, sleeveless dress, stomach opening dress, pant showing skirt, lap showing skirts, and all those nonsense dresses they wear, breast showing, chest showing dresses. Hallelujah. Because we don't believe it. We don't believe it. And please, two cannot work together except they be agreed. There are churches that believe it that way. That is where you belong. But here, we're a group of people. There are things we stand for. If you are going to identify with us, please, there's no problem, just give us regard. If you go to a man's house and they push you before they enter because of his carpet, you don't go pull out. If you enter after coming with Potopoto, you enter that TC, the man feel not give you water drink out of anger. It's just normal. In some white garment churches, before you enter, at the door there, you will remove your earrings, you will remove your paint. There is chemical they will give you to wash paint and clean your mouth before you enter. Some white garment churches. That's the truth. In fact, in some occult group, before you enter their door, you enter with back. That is their own order in that place. Here too, we will not allow any man to wear neck chain and enter here. From now on, we will not allow a man to wear neck chain. Please, we will not allow anybody to wear short knicker and enter here. We will not allow you to wear singlet and enter here. There are people that remove their shirt at home and wear singlet and come to church. Is that normal? It's not normal. And what betide you, any man will see you with a ring. And for this church here, sister, we will not allow any sister enter here with a ring. We don't believe it. Now let me tell you why we do this for your own good, so that when we are preaching, you will not say it's because of you we are saying it, so that you can feel free, because we will continue to talk about it, because we don't believe it. So please, it's in your interest. When you live here, when you reach outside there, if you don't believe it, you can wear it and go, no problem. But here, we will not allow it. From last night, Navigi. We are now sitting in Navigi, and I'm happy. I try to look around, I don't see any earring, and I'm so happy that you can obey a simple instruction as that. Very simple. Remove your earring, please. As we force people to put scarf or cover on their head, that is how. We will very gently tell you, please, sister, please remove your earring. And next Sunday, I will tell you why you have to remove that earring as a Christian. God bless you. Let us stand up. Hymn number 67. Hymn number 67. From Bethlehem's manger came forth. Let's go now. From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. On earth I long to be like thee. My way to Savior, thou is his name. On earth I long to be like thee. To be like thee.